of Jeremiah and Daniel and Ezekiel was all different. The message that Isaiah had was centered about the salvation of the Lord. And Jeremiah, he preached about the judgment of the Lord. Daniel talked about the kingdom of the Lord. And Ezekiel, his concern or his preaching was the glory of the Lord. And he had a twofold message that he brought unto the people. He reminded the people why they were brought into judgment and why they were in exile and what they were doing in captivity. But he also encouraged the people when they were in captivity that and strengthened them in their faith by prophesying and telling them that a future day they'd be restored, or they'd have a restoration of the glory of the Lord. So this is the prophecy that you find in the word of Ezekiel. So let me say to us tonight, a prophecy is one of the hardest things to get a hold of in the Word of God that you'll find. I don't understand prophecy. I certainly wish that I did. So let me say, in the book of Ezekiel alone, you'll find seven times the expression that I used here, and the hand of the Lord was upon him. The seven different times in this book, you'll find this. One day, as I was studying, I said, surely, there must be a message here that God wants me to understand, or he wants me to out to my heart whenever he continues to say something in the Word of God. There's something back of that if we only study it and realize what it's all about. Now, I believe with all of my heart there is a great message here expressed in this, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Now listen to this. I believe whenever he said the hand of the Lord was upon me, he meant that he was in fellowship with the Lord. Amen. And not only that, he's speaking of the divine power of God. That is, the teacher had the power of God upon his life. You let God lay his hand upon you, and you know that you have fellowship with God. You let God lay his hand upon you, and you know that you've been touched by the power of Almighty God. Not only that, I believe it speaks of usefulness. You let God touch you with his hand, and he touched you for a purpose to use you, that you might be able to help others or to preach the gospel. Amen. I wouldn't give you to sin for a man that ain't preaching under the anointing power of God. Amen. I tell you, God touches a man with the power of God that can use him to preach the word of God, and to be used to glorify and to lift up and to edify of the divine Son of God. And I believe speaking about the divine purpose of God. When God lays his hand upon you, he's got a purpose. God don't have him to do anything. I remember the night that God touched my lot of people said, well, you know, I had a hankering not to go to the mountains on Sunday.
Go ahead.
God didn't guide you to the mountains. I'll tell you what, you know, where God guides me. Every Sunday morning,
yeah.
It's to the house. You know where God guides me. Something. would come to talk to you. Elisha said, bring that instrument to me. I'll tell you what, you know what? Elisha was a guitar picker. A lot of people don't know that. In the Word of God, you said, where'd you get it? They got it out of the book. Praise God. He said, bring that instrument to me. He sat down and he began to play. And did you know he got the word from God? And he said, while he played, the hand of God came upon him. And did you know what he said? He said, dig this valley full of ditches. Tomorrow, I'm going to fill them full of water. He said, I tell you, the abundance of water is
still there. Yeah,
I tell you, always the next preparation of our blessings. Did you know that? Why you don't get it? It's time we don't pray. Prepare ourselves for it. Praise God, if you prepare yourself for a blessing of God, he won't give it for you. He'll give you something.